Yo, welcome to another episode of Simply Bitcoin Live. Today is December 23rd, 2022. This is going to be the last episode of Simply Bitcoin Live for the year. So it's going to be a very special one. Today we are going to cover SBF released on bail. He paid quite a pretty penny for that. So we're going to get into all the details. We have all the articles for you guys, like always. And of course, Peter Schiff looks like he's, I don't know if he'll ever like completely finally admit defeat, but he did say that Bitcoin is definitely taking away from some of gold's popularity. But I mean, if you actually look at the charts though, like it's kind of like a no-brainer. Also, really interesting with the SBF thing as well is that it looks like his ex-girlfriend was one of the people that snitched on him that led to his very quick arrest. Because normally when it comes to white-collar crime, right, there's a long investigative process, and then they make the arrest years down the road. But it looks like there was some snitches that made that a little bit faster. I think that this is, I might be wrong here, but from what I understand from what I've read, this might be the largest bail in American history, $250 million US dollars for SBF. A lot of people were feeling different ways about this. A lot of people were saying, why is this guy roaming free? You know, like he committed one of the biggest frauds in history. What's going on there? He wrecked so many people. We're going to get into all that. Like always, we have all the receipts. We're going to make it a very special last show of the year. But first, I want to introduce my awesome co-host, the always optimistic. How you doing, Opti?
I am doing wonderful, man. Excited for this last episode of the year to another year down in the Simply Bitcoin history books. And yeah, man, this is going to be an interesting Nico Jones bit. I hope you guys saw yesterday because he went in. So I'm only expecting another epic Nico Jones rant. I literally saw this on the news with my parents last night and was like, wow, we're making the mainstream now. It's all over the news. Shitcoiners make us all look bad. And then to your point, man. I guess no honor amongst shitcoinery, you know. And of course, in the culture, guys, I told you guys I'm going to continue to ring the bell about proof of keys. So we're gonna cover proof of keys again, and I might do it even when we come back because y'all need to take your Bitcoin into self custody. So what we're gonna do today?
What we're gonna do? We're gonna cover a lot to get to. But anyways, let's get to numbers. Let's do this.
The Bitcoin numbers
brought to you by Noddle. At this point, you should be running your own Bitcoin node. If you don't use your own Bitcoin node, you're trusting someone else's. Run your own version of Bitcoin Core, the Lightning Network, Whirlpool, and Dojo, all from the comfort of your own home. And if you're a digital nomad, you have absolutely no excuse because now you can run a Noddle through a virtual private server. Visit noddle.eu today.
All right, everybody, at the time of recording, the Bitcoin price is 16,838. The sats per dollar, we're at 5,939 sats per dollar. Block height, 768,655. Reachable Bitcoin nodes, 14,633. Blocks of the halving, 71,345. Halving estimate, April 25th, 2024. Total Lightning Network capacity, 5,121 Bitcoin. The fiat value of that is around $86 million US dollars. And the realized monetary inflation, we are sitting at 1.76%. And the market capitalization of Bitcoin is at $324 billion with a B. Anyways, today, before we get into the SBF news, oh, more vindication. This is just great. And it's weird because we usually never pull up charts for you guys, Simply Bitcoin, but we're going to pull up the charts not for speculative reasons, right? We're going to pull up the charts just to make the case, right? It's just, man, look, the tragic part about the gold bugs is that they were right about a lot of the things that they were saying. In fact, they were right about most of the things that they were saying. They just had the tool wrong. And what I've noticed is that a lot of people have trouble letting go. And personally, I'll tell you guys this. I'm a big fan of physical gold, like actual gold that, you know, you could actually hold on to. Problem is that most people, when they buy gold or most gold that's traded, is paper gold, right? And it's a lot harder to take self-custody of your gold. So what tends to happen is there's a crap ton of rehypothecation, and there's a crap ton of manipulation of the price, right? So, of course, you know, Bitcoin can suffer, and Catlin Long has talked about this many times, about, you know, the potential dangers of Bitcoin rehypothecation. We had the recent FTX blow up, right, where it was shown clearly that they were selling Bitcoin of which they didn't have. But the fundamental difference between the two is that try taking self-custody of $1 million worth of gold versus try taking self-custody of $1 million worth of Bitcoin. No, let's make it $1 billion worth of Bitcoin. It's the same as taking self-custody of $1 of Bitcoin. It's the same thing, right? It like you gotta, you know, you create a seed phrase, right? Whether you're relying on a random number generator, you roll some dice. You know, you create a seed phrase, you write down those 12 words, you know, you put that on a hardware wallet, right? And boom, there you go. You know, you could receive Bitcoin, you use your favorite wallet of choice. Now try doing that with gold. You're going to have to pay armed security guards. You're going to have to pay for the transportation. Well, you know, there's movies about gold heists, you know, because it's hard to transport. Because it's so hard to transport, the centralization of the custody of gold is what happened. And that's what led FDR. That's what made it so easy for FDR to seize Americans' gold when he made it illegal for American citizens to hold a metal back in the 1930s, right? So the infamous 6102 order. So gold failed where Bitcoin is succeeding. And anyways, and I think that's why perhaps you're going to see more, not perhaps, that's why you're seeing more interest in Bitcoin versus something like gold. Anyways, crypto skeptic Peter Schiff admits gold partly lost interest due to Bitcoin's growth. Bitcoin was performing right and it was going up while gold was going sideways. But Bitcoin was marketed as digital gold. That was a whole selling point. I think that the margins took away some demand from gold. I mean, maybe there were some institutions that would have bought gold, but because Bitcoin was there competing with it, they didn't buy gold. Maybe they didn't buy Bitcoin either, he said. I don't know about that. It looks like a lot of institutions. I mean, look, BlackRock, we know. I mean, they're not buying it directly, but I know that they're offering it to their clients. We also know that Fidelity has trillions of dollars under management offering that to their clients, right? Now, let's look at the performance of gold over the last decade, right? Here's a chart. For audio listeners, I'll try to describe it. It's a chart going from 2011. The last gold peak was September, August of 2011, and it reached a price of $18,905. And for literally about a decade, an entire decade, it took for gold to reach another all-time high. It reached an all-time high of $2,066. In a decade, the rule of thumb is that you should double your portfolio in the stock market. So if you're holding $100 in the stock market, it should reach $200, right? Here, gold didn't even double, man. Literally, a terrible performance. In fact, it's below right now, December 2022, it is below its all-time high of 2011. Now, if you compare that with Bitcoin, it's a totally different story. This chart doesn't even go back 10 years, but let's start from 2016 because it looks like that's when they're really, 2015, better said, that's 2014. That's when they were paying attention to the prices. So the price in 2014 was about $316. And now, even after an 80% correction, Bitcoin is still sitting pretty at $17,000. So, yeah, obviously, you know, if the price of gold can't even double over a period of 10 years, clearly people are losing interest in it. You know, I would make the case that there's a lot of manipulation in there. You can make the argument that there's a lot of downward manipulation pressure from governments, right? I've seen that case made before, but the reason they're able to do that easily is because of the centralization of the custody of gold. If it's a large amount of gold, most likely It's in a bank vault. You have to take that bank's, you know, word for it in terms of auditing, right? You know, there's this conspiracy theory that Fort Knox doesn't have all that gold. I mean, it like, but we can't, we don't really know. You have to take their word for it, right? Bitcoin is an open, it's an open public ledger, right? You know, don't trust, verify. You know, a lot of these exchanges, right? They're being pressured right now. Hey, just, you know, just release your audit. Like, just let us know. It's a public ledger. They don't want to, right? So, man, it's, I think Bitcoin's going to succeed where gold failed. Even though I am a big fan of physical gold, I just don't think that it is the appropriate tool to separate money from state. Even though a lot of the original ideas from the gold bugs were the right ones, they just didn't have the mechanism in order to do that. I think the gold standard failed. And the reason the gold standard failed is that it was inevitably co-opted by government, right? It was inevitably co-opted. They were able to co-opt it. And I think a lot of that is due to the centralization of the custody of it. And I think because of Bitcoin, because of how it was released, right, its release schedule, right, the halving every, you know, every roughly every 4 years, I think that it stands a much better chance to actually achieving the separation of money and state. I mean, think about it. And this is the example that I always give to everybody when I'm talking about this. Like, if you go to a CVS, or you go to a CVS, right, and you're going to buy, you know, like a pack of gum or some beer, whatever, you know, whatever floats your boat, right? Like, are you going to, like, pull out like a bar of gold out of your pocket with a little chisel, like, and like give it to the counter, like, and then you expect like the person to like weigh it, like, are we gonna go back to gold coins? Like, that's not gonna happen. Like, now, like, it literally, it's a QR code. You scan a QR code, and whether it's $1 or $2 or $3 or $1 million or $1 billion, it's the same thing. It's the same process, right? You put how much Bitcoin you're sending it to the address. You either scan the QR code, you copy paste whatever floats your boat. So it's just, it's easier to transport. That's the reality. And also, not to mention, it's decentralized, meaning that it can successfully withstand that attempt of government to try to co-opt the network. Anyways, Opti, what are your thoughts on this? I mean, like, is he slowly conceding? Look, we all know everyone bows down to the king eventually. Okay, everyone. Everyone bows down to the king. The king is Bitcoin, right? Is this Peter Schiff come into reality? Is he finally coming to terms? He's not incentivized to come to terms with it, but maybe we're making progress. I don't know. What are your thoughts?
Well, I mean, in regards to Peter Schiff, I don't think he will ever admit to being a Bitcoiner. I am convinced he either maybe not directly holds Bitcoin, but, you know, through his son is already a Bitcoiner. I'm convinced that this is all theater art. This is just him incentivized to continue to push gold as an alternative to the fiat system. It's like, you know, his I think it was his dad or his grandpa or whatever, like, he's a hard money advocate. He gets it. You know, he's an end the Fed kind of guy. So I'm almost positive that Peter Schiff secretly is a Bitcoiner. Like, unless he's just so blinded by his gold bags and is just such a boomer that he can't admit that Bitcoin is better, then I am convinced he's already is a Bitcoiner. But to his point, you know, like, Bitcoin is coming for gold's market cap. I'm looking over here at Clark Moody's dashboard, and it says the Bitcoin versus gold market cap is 2.69%. So we have a lot of space to go. What's the gold market cap at, like, $10 trillion? So, you know, Bitcoin will eventually eat that market cap, and we will grow there.
By the way, when Bitcoin passes that market cap, the single price of one Bitcoin will be $500,000.
Oof, don't give him hopium, Nico. Don't feed him with the hopium.
Hopium straight into the veins. Straight into the veins.
It's the last episode of Simply. We feed you with the hopium. But back to the point of gold. You know, gold lost to Bitcoin already, in my opinion. Like, you can't send Bitcoin around the world in 10 minutes. Gold is just not designed for the digital world. Gold was good enough in the past when we didn't have the internet and information moved a lot slower. But now we have a money that is designed for the digital world, one that we can interact with someone across the globe in minutes. And gold could never do that. So, you know, Bitcoin is superior than gold. And this is uncontentious once you understand what is going on with the Bitcoin network. And as a software, it's like, gold could never beat Bitcoin. It just, these are the facts of the matter. And then furthermore, to that chart, man, dang, going sideways for a decade in Bitcoin. Absolutely wrecked. Like, oh man, no wonder he's just so so tied to his bags after this point. You can't give in now. You know, he's made it his whole personality. He can't stop being a gold bug. And it's a point that you and I talk about all the time off the show and even on the show. It's like the gold bugs, they had the right idea, they just didn't have the right tools. And now we have that tool and it's Bitcoin. So, you know, if these gold bugs don't eventually at least bend the knee a little bit to Bitcoin, then you have to kind of wonder whether they really are in the hard money fight against fiat money or whether they are just trying to get fiat gains with their gold bags. So it's like, you know, I've said all the time on the show, if people aren't backing Bitcoin, what are they doing? They're either nefarious or they just don't understand what is exactly going on in the digital world and they got to catch up. Bitcoin is meant for the digital world. Bitcoin is meant for a world with the internet. Bitcoin is the internet's native money. And it's just superior on all aspects. And someone said it in the chat very well. Let me see if I can find it. They said gold can't beat Bitcoin on its properties because Bitcoin is better in time and space, and gold is just good through time. And this is the world that we live in. Bitcoin can literally be sent across the globe in 10 minutes. Gold could never do that.
Yeah, 100%. Facts. 100%, dude. And let's see where this ends up. Anyways, everybody, we're going to talk about SBF. We're going to talk about the founder of one of the largest shitcoin exchanges released on Bail. Let's check it out.
The Daily News.
Brought to you by Blockstream Jade, built by Bitcoiners for Bitcoiners. It's an open source hardware wallet for the cold storage of Bitcoin. Blockstream Jade houses a full color camera, allowing for fully air-gapped Bitcoin transactions. Scan and display QR codes directly on the device to sign transactions and verify addresses with ease. Use your Blockstream Jade with your favorite wallet software, such as the Blockstream Green, Blue Wallet, Electrum, and Sparrow. Get yourself a Blockstream Jade today and take self-custody of your Bitcoin. All right. So first, let's talk about SBF's girlfriend, apparently Caroline Ellison, former ex-girlfriend of SBF. The former chief executive Almeida Research and Gary Wang, a founder of FTX, are cooperating in the federal criminal case against Mr. Bankman-Fried. Oof, bro. Rough, bro. Rough. X-Man, X-snitching on SBF. That's rough, dude. But I mean, look, I almost feel bad for the guy. I almost feel bad for the fact that he spent, you know, a couple nights in a Bahamian prison, his whole kind of world crumbling around him. I'm almost certain in the fact that he's definitely going to serve prison time at this point. But at the same time, he was released from, also his friends, his ex-girlfriend are snitching on him. Like, this kind of sucks, but I mean, this is what happens when you fucking scam people out of billions of dollars. Anyways, two former top executives of Sam Bankman-Fried's crypto trading empire have pleaded guilty. Why? It's so funny because it's always the shitcoin. Like, it's always the shitcoin exchanges where the shit fucking happens. Like, it's always the shitcoin exchanges. Anyways, two former top executives of Sam Bankman-Fried's crypto trading empire have pleaded guilty to federal criminal fraud charges and are cooperating in the prosecution of the disgraced crypto entrepreneur, the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York said on Wednesday night. The two are Caroline Ellison, 28, who was the chief executive of the cryptocurrency hedge fund Almeida Research, and Gary Wang, 29, a founder of FTX, the crypto exchange. They were key lieutenants in Mr. Bankman-Fried's vast business empire, an international web of investments and enterprises that begin with the founding of Almeida and FTX. Two federal regulatory agencies, the Securities and Exchange Commission, the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, also filed civil fraud charges against Mrs. Ellison and Mr. Wang on Wednesday, building on fraud complaints they brought against Mr. Bankman-Fried last week. The guilty pleas and cooperation agreements are a major advance in the federal prosecution of Mr. Bankman-Fried, who is in U.S. custody after agreeing to be extradited from the Bahamas to face trial in the Southern District of New York. So, dude, freaking crazy. Anyways, looks like SBF was released on $250 million bond in FTX. Now, it's really interesting because not too long ago, he was saying he was broke.
To my knowledge, I have basically nothing left. Basically everything I had was invested in the business. I expect I'm going to have nothing at the end of this. I think I had $100,000 left in my bank account last I checked, and I think I have, you know, one credit card working with that right now.
Earlier this summer, you thought you had, what, $32
billion? Probably 20, but a whole lot more than I do now.
I can't imagine what it feels like to go from $20 billion to $100,000.
Yeah. It's been a really humbling fall in a lot of ways.
Fucking lie. Just another lie. Just lie after lie after lie after lie after lie. So it looks like he had a lot more money than $100,000. By the way that the bails work is that they don't have to put up the full $250 million. It's around 10%. So really he has to put up $25 million. But still, the jump from $100,000 to $25 million is a big ass jump. Where'd he get that money from, huh? I thought he was broke. Anyways, so let's check out some of the details. Sam Bankman-Fried was released on a $250 million bail package after making his first U.S. court appearance to face fraud charges over the collapse of FTX, the cryptocurrency exchange he co-founded. Shackled and wearing a blue suit, an unshaved Bankman-Fried appeared Thursday before a magistrate judge for the bail hearing in Manhattan federal court. He did not enter a plea, which will take place later before the judge presiding over his case. His next appearance is scheduled for January 3rd. The bail package includes a $250 million personal recognized bond secured by his parents' house in California, which federal prosecutors Nicholas Ruse said is one of the largest pretrial bonds in U.S. history. Its terms require him to stay with them and submit to electronic monitoring. Bankman-Fried, 30, was charged in an indictment unsealed December 13th by Manhattan federal prosecutors with orchestrating a years-long fraud in which he used billions of dollars of FTX customer funds for his personal expenses and high-risk bets through the exchange sister trading house Alameda Research. FTX collapse reverberated across an already embattled cryptocurrency industry, prompting calls for further regulation as well as accountability for those who led the exchange. It was a stunning downfall for Bankman-Fried, a leading industry figure who once estimated to be worth more than $25 billion and had emerged as a major political donor. Talk about a downfall. And it mentioned some of those regulations, and it looks like that is giving the politicians in Washington, D.C. the necessary excuse, right, in order to justify a clampdown. Now, look, we saw the move by Elizabeth Warren. It was crazy. They told us exactly what they want to do. Well, it told us exactly where they stand, what they want to do, how they see Bitcoin. It was basically a ban. It would require software developers to register with the United States government before contributing code to Bitcoin. Apparently, that bill was too extreme to pass, but I do suspect that this FTX blowup is definitely going to put a lot of pressure on the SEC and Gary Gensler to regulate the industry, specifically regulate the cryptocurrency industry. So this really is going to be potentially a death nail for shitcoinery in the United States. And the majority and a lot of the capital inflows into the crypto industry do come from the United States. So this is an end to the ICO BS. This is an end to launching shitcoins, and potentially, hopefully, as a Bitcoiner, I do hope that this is an end to Ethereum as well, man. Ethereum, we know, had a huge pre-mine. Ethereum, we know, is highly centralized as well. Ethereum, we know, is controlled by basically Vitalik. They've had chain rollbacks as well, right? And to be honest with you, one of the things that one of the pushbacks that I always get from people that I'm trying to orange pill, specifically like older gentlemen that very successful. I'm like, hey, look, Bitcoin, it's decentralized. The government, can't censor it. The government can't debase it. And they're like, they always bring it up. They're like, oh, but what about Ethereum's performance? And I have to go down that explanation and going down this thing. So eventually, if Ethereum does get labeled a security, even though I'm not a big fan of the government picking and choosing winners and losers, I mean, it is what it is. Ethereum is a security. It is a security, right? Michael Saylor said it perfectly on that interview the other day. Anyways, let's get into some of the details of this article. The SEC's crypto crackdown is just getting started after FTX blowup. The Securities Exchange Commission is just getting started with its crackdown on crypto firms that refuse to abide by its rules. The SEC chair Gary Gensler said in an interview Thursday that the agency's patience is wearing thin for digital asset exchanges and other firms that shirk its regulations. Just hours earlier, the watchdog, which had already filed a lawsuit against FTX co-founder Sam Bankman-Fried, sued two more predominant crypto executives for their alleged roles in the collapse of the digital asset exchange. The runway is getting shorter to start following rules and register with the agency, said Gensler. The casino and the Wild West are non-compliant intermediaries. Although he declined to identify firms facing scrutiny or comment on where the FTX probe may go, Gary Gensler warned about a number of practices that are rampant in the industry, right? So this would be the death knell for exchanges like Coinbase, which we know about 50%, 57% of the revenue of Coinbase is coming from selling security tokens, right? It would be the death knell for them. And hopefully, I'm divided on this, Opti. I'm so divided on this because there's a part of me that's like, yes, it'd be great if Ethereum was labeled a security, but then the kind of realist in me is like, no, Ethereum needs to be beaten on the free market, right? It needs to be beaten that way. I'm not a fan of government intervention. And let's take a look, and I highlighted some of these charts as well. Let's take a look at how crushed Coinbase's stock is performing, which is absolutely ridiculous. It looks like an absolute shitcoin, right? Here we go. Literally going from $316 all the way to $36.58. Here's Ethereum. Now it's Ethereum USD. Let me pull up Ethereum BTC, which is what you should actually be looking at. No, that's the wrong one. Where is it? Here we go. Bitfinex. Here we go. So Ethereum BTC, Ethereum still hasn't crossed the all-time high in terms of, in Bitcoin terms, of the 2017 all-time high, right? So again, if you're looking at Ethereum and USD, you're sitting pretty. But if you're looking at Ethereum and you're comparing it to Bitcoin, you're still down compared to the 2017 all-time high. So it looks like the exchanges, the shitcoin exchange Coinbase, the shitcoin Coinbase casino, and also Ethereum itself. Man, this is the shitcoins, man. The fucking shitcoins. They leave a bad taste in my mouth. And is Binance next? That's another big question. Is Binance next? Who knows? Who knows? Definitely a lot of rumors going around. Feel bad for SBF. Not really. kind of a piece of shit. A lot of people are like, why isn't he still remaining in prison? I mean, look, it's another. It's kind of like the reason why I was divided. About like, oh yeah, there's a part of me that's like, yes, Ethereum is a security, label is security, and the part of me is like, no, I don't want the government getting involved. Look, one of the protections in the US is you're innocent until you're proven guilty. And I think that's a good thing, right? That protects individuals from the state, right? It sucks. I'm sure they're gonna put like an ankle monitor on him. I don't think he's gonna just disappear. But at the same time, I am empathetic and I do understand a lot of people when they say, man, I wish they just, kept him in prison and locked away the key, because he definitely is guilty. And I'm pretty confident in saying that he's definitely most likely going to serve jail time also. Anyways, Opti, what are your thoughts on all this, bro? We're pulling up charts.
I know, charts.
I just wanted to show that like Coinbase's stock is literally fucking acting like a shitcoin. It's literally acting like a shitcoin.
Wow, absolutely wrecked.
Yeah, and for anybody who's watching, because I know that we have a lot of haters. Dude, in Bitcoin terms, Ethereum still has not made an all-time high.
And never will.
Never will.
All right. Well, let's start in the beginning. You started this with the X ratting out on SBF and the other high-level FTX executive. And it's kind of like the joke I made in the beginning. You know, all is fair in love and shitcoin. So, you know, obviously, there is no honor amongst shitcoiner thieves, and this is just the modern world seeing it play out. But I think there's a point to be made about the bond price being one of the biggest. I think it's very telling about how they want to paint Bitcoin and shitcoin markets right now. And it's something we've been saying in regards to FTX for a while. This is going to be used and is low-hanging fruit for the regulators, and they will continue to try to use this to regulate Bitcoin and shitcoin markets. In my opinion, regulations will not work, and, you know, like Bitcoin will just outcompete on the free market. And it's something that someone said on Twitter that was kind of very interesting, considering that we brought up Gary Gensler, and I'm pretty sure we brought in all the receipts on the show, and the fact that there is a lot of very coincidental connections between Gensler and his old academic coworker, which happened to be Caroline's father. And, you know, there's some weird connections going on there. So someone put it up on Twitter, which is, I thought it was a pretty interesting comment. It was like, is this Gensler being like, hey, look out, consumer, we are trying to protect you, or more of a look the other way because I might have been caught up as collateral damage. And we will see a lot of collateral damage come out of this FTX debacle, as we have seen. But either way, shitcoiners make us all look bad. And it kind of sucks that the biggest news story in regards to the Bitcoin shitcoin space has to be in regards to a fraudulent exchange, you know, selling paper Bitcoin and it blowing up. And of course, to Nico's point, like, we are adamant anti-staters, and we do not want the state to defeat ETH. We'd much rather like to see the free market choose Bitcoin as the best coin out there. But, you know, the state's going to do what the state does. And you're just better off to be holding Bitcoin. Everything's a security. Nothing passes the Howey test but Bitcoin. I think we've covered this a lot on the show. And, you know, it is what it is. This is where we are in the story, guys. And as much as we want to hope that this won't ever happen again, I am pretty sure in 4 years we will see probably a more a bigger institution with a better name blow up, and we will be talking about the same story once again. So we will continue to beat the drum of self-custody. Take your Bitcoin into self-custody, which is why we're going to do the culture again on proof of keys. Anyways, man.
Proof of keys today.
Absolutely,
I'm excited.
Insane to watch this SBF debacle play out, this saga play out in real time. And we'll see how it ends. I'm sure it's going to have some crazy twists and turns by the end of this one. And we get to cover it.
Are you expecting fireworks?
I always expect fireworks. I got my popcorn stock ready. No, I don't hold stocks.
Yeah, me neither. Stocks or shit coins. Bitcoin only, baby. All right, everybody, let's get to news. Let's do it.
The Daily News.
Brought to you by Blockstream Jade, built by Bitcoiners for Bitcoiners. It's an open source hardware wallet for the cold storage of Bitcoin. Blockstream Jade houses a full color camera, allowing for fully air-gapped Bitcoin transactions. Scan and display QR codes directly on the device to sign transactions and verify addresses with ease. Use your Blockstream Jade with your favorite wallet software, such as the Blockstream Green, Blue Wallet, Electrum, and Sparrow. Get yourself a Blockstream Jade today and take self-custody of your Bitcoin. We're doing the memes first, and then we'll do the culture update. I played that.
Well, you played the news, so we're all mixed up.
Oh, crap. I played the news. All right, I'm sorry, guys. Okay, we will do it manually. We will do it manually. Guys, I want to tell you about SwanBitcoin.com. Best place to stack sats. Buy Bitcoiners for Bitcoiners. Stack any size of Bitcoin from $10 to $10 million. They incentivize dollar cost averaging and self-custody. Guys, in my humble opinion, best place to buy Bitcoin. Visit swanbitcoin.com today. What are you waiting for? Also, swanbitcoin.com/simplybitcoin and you sign up, you get $10 for free with your first purchase as well. Anyways, Opti, what are we doing on the culture today?
Shouts out to Becca. Nico drinking Bailey's with his coffee this morning.
Dude, I am running on fumes. I'm running on fumes. I'm so excited for this break.
Amazing. Okay, guys. Well, I covered this bit last week, last Friday, and I told you guys I'm most likely going to cover it again because not only is this a Bitcoin holiday, but this is something we tell you guys every single day. Take Bitcoin into self-custody. Self-custody is the revolution. Well, as Bitcoiners, we've created a holiday out of it. So January 3rd, if you don't know, if you're new to Bitcoin, is a Bitcoin holiday. As you can see right here, this is on bitcoin.holiday. And January 3rd, 2009 was when the Genesis block was mined by Satoshi Nakamoto. This is the official birth of the Bitcoin blockchain. And I'm sure I'll cover this again on January 3rd when we come back. And if you don't know, the Genesis block is the first block of Bitcoin, of the time chain, with the infamous message of the Chancellor on the brink of second bailout. I'll go into that on January 3rd when we come back. But we have turned this into a holiday because we know that proof of reserves is not a legitimate way to audit these exchanges. We need bank runs on the exchanges. And this is what we try to instill in you guys every single day. Have you taken your Bitcoin into cold storage? I don't care how you get your Bitcoin, but I know a lot of you guys are using exchanges out there. And if you are using an exchange, you got to make sure you move your Bitcoin into cold storage. Find that inner peace when you know that your Bitcoin is under your control, under a seed phrase that you control and a wallet that you control. And this is what we try to tell you guys every single day. Have you taken your Bitcoin into self-custody? Because now is a good time to do it. You do not want to do it on proof of reserves day, proof of keys day, when a potential exchange has a bank run and they don't have your Bitcoin. So anytime you buy Bitcoin, that's the best time to take your Bitcoin into self-custody. Obviously, some people like to play around on the limits. You probably don't want a bunch of UTXOs in your wallet, but that's for another story. I'll talk about some good hygiene with your UTXOs coming up soon, because we've seen so many examples this year about holding paper Bitcoin and these exchanges, rehypothecating your Bitcoin, commingling your funds. So you do not want to get stuck with this message that you have right here on the screen. Withdrawals temporarily halted. Do not get caught holding Bitcoin IOUs. Self-custody your Bitcoin because there is one commandment of Bitcoin, not your keys, not your coin. And this is something we tell you guys all the time, and we continuously try to tell you guys that you need to take your Bitcoin into self-custody, provide the value, stay humble, stack sats, and there's a lot of options for you to take your Bitcoin into self-custody. You can use a mobile wallet like Pine Wallet, Breeze Wallet, Moon Wallet, Blue Wallet. I've used Blue Wallet for a long time, become a huge fan of Pine Wallet. There's a lot of options out there. There's a lot of trade-offs, and it's up to you to figure out a wallet that you like the best, that you feel is a good user experience. But if you want to use it on your desktop, there is, download Bitcoin Core, do a prune node, and you can prune a Bitcoin Core full node, and you can have a node and a wallet in one, or download Spectre and Sparrow, which I'm pretty sure connect to a Bitcoin Core node. Or there's hardware wallets out there, guys. We love Cold Card, we love Seed Signer, or my new favorite is one of our sponsors, Bitcoin Jade. That translucent Bitcoin Jade or Blockstream Jade is so beautiful, guys. These are the things. There's different trade-offs to all these. I'd probably recommend for the first people, depending how used to the Bitcoin ethos you are, maybe you just want to download a wallet on your phone, put a little Bitcoin there, and then once you get uncomfortable with all the Bitcoin on your phone, then you move to better self-custody cold storage procedures like a hardware wallet. You can eventually move to multisig. Whatever your trade-offs are for your Bitcoin stack, this is an individual revolution like we tell you all the time. You got to make these decisions for yourself. There's a lot of trade-offs when it comes to Bitcoin wallets, but It doesn't matter. The ethos and the perspective stays the same. You need to own wallet under your own custody. We say it every single day, most likely, almost every single day, actually. Self-custody is the revolution. And if you do not hold the 12 to 24 words to your wallet, it is someone else's coin. Like we say all the time, not your keys, not your coin. And shouts out to my buddy, Hoddle Tarantula. He keeps beating the drum that we are doing here today. Get your Bitcoin off the exchanges. Just a friendly reminder, Proof of Keys Day is on January 3rd. Be prepared. You do not want to get caught up in a bank run if it happens. And we've seen so many fireworks last year that I would not be surprised if we see some more. So January 3rd is coming up. We won't be here next week, but you need to take your Bitcoin into self-custody. Again, there's phone wallets like Pine, Blue, Blue Wallet, Breeze, Moon Wallet, Phoenix. What else am I missing? I don't know. I'm blanking right now, but there's wallets for your laptop and your desktop, like Bitcoin Core, Sparrow, Inspector. Or if you're taking your self-custody seriously, there's hardware wallets like Coldcard, Seed Signer, and Jade. And there's more options out there, but this is just what we're recommending. These are wallets that I personally use, that I personally like, and I'm comfortable recommending to you guys. But the ethos is the same. Not your keys, not your Bitcoin. January 3rd is coming up. We turned it into a holiday. And you need to take your Bitcoin into self-custody, or else you do not own Bitcoin. Do not get caught holding paper IOUs. You do not want to be in that position where you think you have Bitcoin and the exchange doesn't have your Bitcoin. Do not trust these exchanges. They are not wallets. Take your Bitcoin into self-custody.
Absolutely. I mean, dude, not your keys, not your Bitcoin. I think a lot of people learned that lesson with the FTX blow up, with the Celsius blow up. A record amount of outflows coming out of exchanges. So yeah, man, not your keys, not your Bitcoin. I'm glad that this is the last thing that we're going to cover, you know, the last thing that we're going to cover in the last episode of Simply Bitcoin in 2022. And I think that's really the theme of this year, man. The theme of this year is, guys, if it's not your bit, if you are not the sole owner of those private keys, it is not really your Bitcoin. And I think a lot of people got burnt this year learning that lesson the hard way, unfortunately. But hey, man, you know, some people got to burn their finger on the stove to wake up to the reality. We're going to keep beating this drum. And, you know, I have this pinned on my Twitter account. And I say, look, if enough people take self-custody, we win this revolution, and there's absolutely nothing they could do about it. Oh, man, Extemos, thank you for the super chat. $20, bro. I appreciate it. Says, we just want to wish all the plebs a Merry Christmas for me and my family. This has been an awesome this year. I learned a lot. I love you all. Thanks, man. I really appreciate that. Really appreciate the super chat.
Appreciate Extemos
is absolutely awesome. He was kind enough to make Opti and I some Simply Bitcoin merch. Check out this fucking mouse pad. It's amazing. Has some, you know, the truth is not a conspiracy. Don't sell your Bitcoin to whales. They want you to own nothing and be happy. The government does not like you. They laugh at you, Bitcoin or slavery. Absolutely love it. Shout out to you, Extemos. Very, very kind. Anyways, Opti, we got the meme review. I'll make sure to play the right one this time. Let's check it out.
The Daily Meme Review.
Brought to you by KaboomRax. I get this question all the time. Nico, where should I buy Bitcoin miners? The answer is KaboomRax. It's the best place to buy Bitcoin miners. That's where you're going to find the best deals and the best prices. Start your mining utopia today. To check out their racks, you got to go to t.me/KaboomRax. Join their Telegram group and start your mining journey today. KaboomRax.
Kaboom Rex. Well, guys, this is the last meme review of the year. So before I get done, drop your meme review score in the chat and we will cover it live on the show. And as we say all the time, tweets are the bullets and memes are the artillery. You are in an information war. You guys are frontline soldiers. You guys are spreading the truth with humor, with ridicule, and with facts and the truth. We have the truth on our side. It is our meme world, and everyone else is just living in it. So continue to meme. Shitposters have the best job in Bitcoin. You guys just make funnies and enjoy your time, biding your time until that hyper-Bitcoinization. Anyways, this first one, I had to add a yellow meme in here because it is December 23rd, and he's been making the rounds on Twitter. about the December 23rd prophecy. Apparently, according to Yellow, we are out of Goblin Town and the bull run will begin today. Let's see if he is Yellow Stradamus and actually fulfills the prophecy. Anyways, this meme is by our friend Marty's Owl. Shouts out to you, Marty. What's up, you pigeon? And this is a play on The Shining. And we got, I forget what her name is. Shelly, I think that's her real name, is the bear market. And then we have the axe going through the door, and the door says December 23rd. And then it's Yellow's face, and it goes, bull market. Play the Umalaka.
I got you, bro. Here we go.
Malaka.
Bear market Malakas. Bear's Malaka. About to get wrecked. Okay, this next one. I know you guys out there on Twitter have been seeing the updates to Twitter. You're probably noticing that we have a view count on Twitter now, so you can see how far your tweets are going and how viral they're going. And this is shouts out to our friend Count Bitcoin. He said, this is an update to the, yep, this one's doing numbers meme. I know you guys seen this, and I absolutely love this meme. This is why I had to put it up, because I literally say this niche internet micro celebrity all the time as a joke to my friends and anyone who will listen. And so we got the girlfriend, she's crying, and she goes, babe, please stop, you're not even close to being a niche internet micro celebrity. And we got the Pepe with smoking a cigarette going, yup, this one's doing numbers, it's got 27 views and 4 likes. I love this one. Niche internet micro celebrities for the win. This next one is by Dennis.Hoddle or Zinedhoddle on Twitter, at Zinedhoddle. And he goes, let's fucking go. And we got, this one's funny. I found this one. He goes, me destroying the legacy financial system. And he's laying on his back on his phone, tweeting with his cat right next to him. And then he goes, the story I will tell my children. And this is, which one is this? iRobot?
I am legend.
I am legend. Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah. Will Smith from I Am Legend walking around. This is how we all feel out here on Twitter. Okay, this next one, it's another play on the girlfriend crying to the Chad Bitcoiner. And this one goes from McShane, at McShane writes on Twitter, and he goes, onward, hashtag Bitcoin. And the girlfriend on this one goes, babe, please stop. You can't just keep stacking sats into a recession. And then the Chad Bitcoiner with laser eyes goes, yes, dear. And in his head, he just hears, babe, please keep stacking sats. This is the way. This next one is by our friend at Morpheus Bitcoin on Twitter, at Morpheus underscore BTC. And I know all you guys are basically millennials like me out there. And this is a play on American Pie. And we have, I forget what his name is in the movie, but we have the dad, Bitcoin Maxis, observing the mess. We have SBF looking ashamed at his pie, which is the crypto space. I don't know if I can say that. You guys know what this scene is. You already know. You've seen the movie. Anyways, this next one, shouts out to Lynn Alden. She literally didn't put any words on this one, but it's good enough anyways. And I don't know what Disney animation movie this is, but shouts out to you guys. It's like the evil villain, and he's doing a presentation, and it goes, unemployment is too high. And then the next page, reduce unemployment by generating inflation. And the next page, now inflation is too high. And the next page, reduce inflation by generating unemployment. And the last page, or the second to last page, unemployment is too high. And then they just leave and join Wall Street. This is a play on what politicians are doing out there. It's the revolving door. You guys have felt this. You guys have seen this. And this last one, fitting meme for the last meme of the year. Shouts out to 21JCLP, Bitcoin 24/7. I really love this artwork here. It's a Bitcoiner walking into the void, the abyss that is Bitcoin. And it looks like your brain as it changes the literal chemistry of your brain. As new neurons start firing, it goes, Bitcoin forever changes the way you see the world. This is the way, guys. Bitcoin literally changes your DNA from the inside out. Once you understand Bitcoin, you will never be the same, and you will look at the world completely differently. So this is the message. This is why we tell you guys, stay on the mission. Bitcoin continues to win, continue to stack sats, continue to meme, because they cannot stop this monetary revolution. Anyways, drop your meme review score in the chat while we cover ours. All right, I'm still in my dad's office, so I am grabbing something from his desk, and I got this brass turtle.
Okay.
Because Extemos was Turtle. Gave us such a nice Christmas present. I know I already gave this, right? It's the Simply Bitcoin mouse pad, the Nico Jones. But not only am I going to give it the front, also the back. That's my score. Guys, this is Simply Bitcoin Live. Drop your meme scores in the live chat. While we do that, I want to give a shout out to our awesome clothing sponsor, representltd.com. Opti and I wear the merch every single day. This is the blue sweater represent. Opti's wearing the green one, the decentralized. And this is the Simply Bitcoin merch. It's absolutely
hold on, hold it. Hold it up more. Hold it up more.
Check it out. Check it out. The sweater version of this is already sold out. Guys, you want to get it. You want to get it while supplies last. You can take advantage of the promo code simply-bitcoin. Get a 10% discount, anything on the store. First score, we got Tyler
Durden. Apparently the Lynn Alden meme was from Minions. That's why I don't know it.
Minions, there we go. Tyler Durden says, swallowed the red pill, says, score 25 rolls of toilet paper. Shout out to you, brother. Merry Christmas.
Rich score.
Planet Earth, give these memes a Merry Christmas and happy proof of keys. New Year's to all you legends. Love you, Planet Earth. Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Next Shout one by you, Global Nonsense. Give the memes Peter Schiff gold bags, both grams of it. Slay. Narwhal Tacos, man, thank you so much for joining us today, bro. We appreciate you joining us this year, better said. Narwhal Tacos says, I give the memes peace on earth and goodwill to all people. Love it, love Let's it. Go. Next one. What we got, Opti? Elaine Lowell says, I give the memes a 2023 filled with Bitcoin. Love that. Absolutely bullish. All right, next one, Opti, what do we got? I give the memes Becca, Bitcoin Becca. I give the memes 410 days of don't stop believing spaces. I feel so bad for Yellow. Bitcoin for Canadians. I give the memes a ferocious winter storm, bro. That storm is effing things
looks
up.
Looks heavy.
The P-Man Van. I give the memes Gary Wang's way. The John Flood, I give the memes a large glass of vintage port. Happy Christmas, guys. The delicious, delicious. Next one, Andres, I give the memes a failed 23 of December prophecy.
Shots fired.
Oh, man.
No. No.
Oh, man. Poor Yellow. Okay, you deserve real money. I give the memes the Fed's positive annual performance review. All right, next one, we got Rave Elevator. I give the memes 15 sats from my KYC wallet. We got two more scores. Oh, no, pooed in the cereal. I give the memes a Caroline tape. Oh, God.
I think that's the last one so far.
What about the Extemos? My Sumpy Bitcoin merch will arrive soon.
I don't think that was a meme review score, but yeah, shout out to you guys. Shout out to you guys.
We've run out of time. All right. Also, guys, make sure to join Simply Bitcoin's Telegram group. It's a party in there. We're almost at 700 people. www.t.me/simplybitcointv. Also, make sure to join Simply Bitcoin's blog, www.simplybitcoin.news. Shout out to our awesome writers, Rhinicus, Paul, Zach,
Rustin.
Love you all. You guys are awesome. Eventually, I'll write my first article. All right, everybody. We got a software release. Let's check it out.
Software release, yeah.
Bitcoin software release
brought to you by CipherSafe. Don't be that person that loses their Bitcoin seed due to fire damage, water damage, dog attacks. Back up your generational Bitcoin wealth on Steel, and there's no better place to do it than the Cypher Grid by CipherSafe. And now check out their new Bitcoin art, the Bitcoin Rulux triangle, only on CipherSafe.io.
All right, guys, for the last software review or release of the year, it is Ride the Lightning release version 0.13.3. It's got some upgrades on there. Angular version upgrade to 15 Eclair bug fixes, fixing breaking changes for Eclair version 0.8.0 APIs, sorting reset bugs on the grids, and real-time update bug for forwarding history. I dropped the actual GitHub in the description. This is just a Twitter post. But yeah, shouts out to Ride the Lightning. If you guys are using BTC Pay, you already probably updated your Ride the Lightning. But shouts out to the developers over at Ride the Lightning. Man, Nico, it's been an awesome year, man.
It's been an awesome year, man. Thankful for all you guys joining us. channel's grown tremendously. That's all thanks to you. We appreciate all the support, all the likes, all the engagement, the views, the subscribes. Check out our audio platforms, Anchor, Spotify, Apple, Fountain. Opti, do you have the Fountain?
Oh, I forgot. I completely forgot.
Oh, good.
Sorry.
We will come back.
I'll do it when we come back. I'll make sure we come back.
We'll come back. So the show, guys, is coming back.
Correct.
Dude, today I need the reminder. I'm so tired. I'm glad that we get this week break, man, because I'm running on fumes. I know you are too, Opti. Guys, have an amazing end of the year. The show will be back January 3rd. That's a Tuesday. We'll be back in full force. We have so much new content for the new year. You guys are going to be surprised. We got a lot of new members on Simply Bitcoin.
Yes, sir.
A lot of stuff coming in hot. I'm sure you guys will enjoy it. We love you all. The party does continue on Twitter Spaces all the way to 2 p.m. So about 50 minutes with our friends over at Swan Bitcoin. Best place to stack sats by Bitcoiners for Bitcoiners. So anyways, guys, join us there if you want the party to continue. Love you all. We will see you next year, January 3rd. Peace.